only believe, only believe, only
Father, we are grateful to you for this privilege once again to be in your house. We thank you, God, for your blessings upon us. We assemble there on Sunday. Thank you for your goodness, your mercies upon every one of us, individual, family, and as a local assembly. Since that time to this moment, thank you for helping students, workers, and business people, and your protection upon travelers. Thank you for your healing hands upon the sick and the afflicted. Thank you for provision for the needs of your people. We are grateful to you. Lord Jesus, we have assembled again for this midweek prayer meeting, and Lord, we look up unto you from whom all blessings flow, that you will come, Lord, and identify yourself once again with our gathering, Lord, by sending your manifold blessings unto us. Those who are on their way coming, quicken their pace, Father. Bless us in every aspect of this service. Thank you for the worship service already. We are grateful, we are thankful to you. Replenish the strength, O God, of the song leader. Bless, Lord, users of instruments and the entire congregation. We look up unto you tonight, Lord, that by the time we leave this house this evening, Lord, your blessings will overflow through us. Thank you for hearing and granting our petitions. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Welcome ourselves to church in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, open our Bible to Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. Genesis 1, verse 11. All right. And God said, let the heart bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can please be seated.
Many years ago, a woman named Mary received a message from the angel of the Lord. She said, be it unto me according to your word. She said the right word, and the promise was given to her. Just say the right word, and what you ask will be given. approaching with a right attitude. Aren't you right? Said as the truth, Brother Brown. Oh, she said the right word. Our sons receive eternal life. About 100 denominations claim their Israel. They are saying that is coming back for them. But that showdown is gonna tell who belongs to him. Yes, she'll say the right word. The rapture take her away from here. Just say the right word. Just say the right word. And what you ask will be given. Oh, just approach it with the right attitude. Atira said as a truth, Brother Brown. Oh, she said the right word. Our sons receive eternal life. As we said the right word, may we also receive our petitions. The first son, Adam, was the spoken seed word of God. You are about to pick up your pen and write the second paragraph. He was given a bride to produce himself. That is why the bride was given to him to reproduce himself. To produce another son of God, but she fell. She fell by hybridization. She caused him to die. The second son, Jesus, was a spoken seed word of God. Also a spoken seed word of God was given a bride like as was Adam. But before he could marry her, she also had fallen. She, like Adam's wife, was put to the test. Whether she will believe the word of God and live, or doubt the word and die. She doubted. She left the word. She died. That's the Jewish bride. From a little group of the true seed of the word, God will present Christ with a beloved bride. She is a virgin of his word. She's a virgin because she knows no man may Christ or dogma. No, a virgin is a woman that has never known a man. And now we are talking about the church and Christ. By and through the members of the bride will be fulfilled all that was promised of God to be made manifest in the virgin. Because everything that is in the man that he wants to express is only possible to be expressed through the bride that the man has. So all that also is in God that God wants to express, they are to be expressed also through his bride. The word of promise came to the Virgin Mary. But that word of promise was he himself, that is Christ now, God himself, to be made manifest. God was made manifest. He himself acted at that time and fulfilled his own word of promise in the virgin. It was God that made a promise. It was that word that he made that entered into Mary. The message was conveyed to Mary by an angel. And when Mary accepted it, then the word being a seed, it germinated and it brought forth of its kind. It was an angel that had brought her the message.
But the angel's message was the word of God. Isaiah 9:6. He fulfilled at that time all that was written of him because she accepted his word to her. That is why it was written then that blessed is she that believeth, that there shall be a performer of the things that was spoken to her of the Lord. If she has not believed, it will never have come to pass. If she have not accepted it, because she said, be it unto me according to your word. If she has not accepted it, it will never have happened. The members of the virgin bride will love him. And they will have his potentials. When a woman doesn't love the husband, then the woman can never be submissive to the husband. And the woman may not bear seat for the husband. She may bear a wrong seat. She may bear a bastard child. Because she hasn't got love for the man himself. They will have his potentials, for he is their head. And all power belongs to him. They are subject to him as the members of our bodies are subject to our heads. The head controls our entire body. The day that the hand refuses to respond to the instruction of the head, when this eye sees a delicious food that is placed on the table, and the nose smells it, that the aroma is super, and the mouth is salivating until saliva is almost dropping, the eye cannot eat the food. Neither can the nose eat the food. And if somebody do like this one and begin to eat, the person is an animal. Because it's only animal that go and carry their food with the mouth. Even though they have hands, they cannot use the hand to eat. It's an animal. But to show that it's a human being, he will give instruction to this hand. Oh yeah, start work, carrying this food to the mouth. It's an unspoken instruction, and it's automatic. But the day there is a disagreement between this hand and the head, it means that the hand is paralyzed. The nerve that connects the brain to the hand has cut off. And that is what is being done when there is paralysis. The part of the body is dead. The nerve that connects that part to the head, to the brain, is cut off. So if they are able to reactivate it, it will start working. If it can no more be reactivated, it's dead for life. That hand is as good as if it's not there, because it's useless. God, that is the work supposed to do. Amen. So the way our bodies is subject to the head, that is also how the members, we are not talking of members of our assembly. We are not talking of members of the message churches. We are talking about members of the bride. That is why it's another way to present this message. When we preach, whichever one you preach, anyone that Abraham will preach and say that when you run to the seat, you can remove the seat. The bride does not remove anything. That one is only good for denominational members. The seed is the main thing itself. When you remove the seed, you remove the life. Abraham said that the doctrine is the life of the church. And when Abraham is talking about the seed, he's talking about the doctrines. So when that doctrine is removed, he finished. The other one is just attractions. May the Lord be our help. Right. All right. Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father. John 5:19. Say, I do nothing until the Father shows me. He said, the Father walketh either to, and I walk. That is the harmony and the unity. When Jesus was praying in St. John chapter 17, verse 17, and said, I'm praying for them that they will be one, even as me and you are also one. Now that is the harmony of the Father and the Son. And the way the Father and the Son are one, the body and the spirit that is inside of him, is that that spirit guiding, no, in Matthew 4, the Bible said that the spirit led him to the wilderness. Anywhere he goes, the spirit leads him. That is the Father. And that is the harmony. And that is the prayer that Jesus was praying, that the church will also have that same harmony with him, that they will be one. When they are one, and you can never be one except you are one with God. In the message oneness, Brother Abraham said that if a man and a woman are not connected with God, they can never be connected with themselves. If they are not united with God, they can never be united with themselves. Amen. Right. This harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. It shows her his word of life, which is the word. She receives it. She never doubts it. Therefore, nothing can harm her. Not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride. Amen. As it was in Mary. How did the word go to Mary? It was spoken to Mary. Mary believed it, and Mary accepted it. She has one question, something that is not clear to her. See, I'm not yet married. How will it happen? Then the angel said, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and the thing that will be born in you will be the Son of the Most High. That was the end of the argument. She was not even arguing. She was only asking questions for understanding. And then after it was, the detail was given to her, she said, be it unto me according to your word. She didn't say that, how will I explain to people this thing you are saying? I see, why don't you wait and let me and my husband go marry? And after that one, then you will not let the seed of my husband be germinized, but you first of all do that one, this and that. All those ones, God and man, does not carry glory together. God made sure that when he wants to achieve his own thing, he achieves it separately, distinct from woman's glory. That's why he said, my glory I will share with no man. Anything that God wants to get glory, he will let the ability of man fail. He will let it come to the end of man's ability, that you will know that from here, except God come down. Today, the medical world, they themselves, they have gotten to that one. I read recently that a nurse lost her work in UK, that because she was praying for a patient, that she's not supposed to pray for patients. I said, what type of country is this one? Not only did she lose the work, they even deported her. I said, now what for this world? So the people are not even after somebody recovering. Is it the patient that says she doesn't want to be prayed for? Is a patient they have given up? They have given up the patient. So you want, after you are giving her up, you don't want any hope to come again for the patient. So the next thing that she's just die. This world is very terrible. I read it and knock my say, okay. Because she's something will be speaking in her, that even though the hope of man is lost for this one, and it will be a love for that patient. She has put herself in the shoe of that patient. She has put herself in the shoe of the relative of that patient. I know that there is a God in heaven. Though she's a nurse, she must have experienced the healing power of the Almighty God before. She must have seen God work in mysterious ways his wonders to perform before. And she must have known that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God can see, even in this situation, God can still do something. Even though the medical ability has failed.
And she must have been moved by the Spirit to pray for the patient. But they say that for you praying for the patient, that's not what we ask you to come and do here. You are not supposed to pray for patients.
What?
Now, that is the world we live in. The word is in the bride, as it was in Mary. The bride has the mind of Christ, for she knows what he wants done with the word. The bride of Christ, this word is inside of her, and she knows what God wants this to be done with this word. She performs the command of the word in his name, for she has thus saith the Lord. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit, and it comes to pass. Like a seed that is planted and watered, it comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. Amen. If a seed is planted on a right kind of ground, and the seed is a complete seed, not an hybrid seed. There are a lot of seeds in the market now that are hybrid seeds, that if you go and plant them, it will all rot in there. Yes. Even though you will see that you look as if everything is intact, nothing has eaten it, but the seed in itself is an hybrid one. You know, there are so many things we learn now, even from the message. Abraham said they produce corn in one day. In one day, they produce corn. That means that it's possible for somebody that eats the corn that is produced in one day, that's supposed to be 90 days, your life is shortened by. The faster the seed from the original days that God allotted it is also the shorter the life of the eater. This will not go well. But that is absolutely the truth. Is the plain explanation of the. That is why me under 60, sometimes my body will be as if I'm 90 years old. So what is all this? What is all this? Then, if I see look down, I see the people below us, I see the way they do. I say, this one, that's what Abraham said, that if there is another generation after his school, he said they will live on peace. He said they will live on peace. And that is what we are here now. All our houses is full of drugs. Sometimes you go and look at them to see the ones that have expired, you go put them inside those bins, then you start buying other ones. The money on drugs sometimes is more than the money of food. Then when you listen, somebody mention another one, you don't go buy again and keep it. As you are buying the orthodox, you are also bringing the Abba one. Everything said, because man want to live. What caused the thing? Now I bet. That is why, and the scripture is complete. He said, this generation will be wiser and weaker. A boy of 2 years now, what do we hear from their mouth? There are things you will not hear from somebody of 10 years before. And the people is rejoicing. It's hybridization. Everybody is looking for genius. A boy of 3 years that can say everything, mention the name of the whole country. Everybody is looking. They don't live long. May God be merciful to us. Those in the bride will do only his will. Only his will. You see, this message is there is one thing that is necessary. The word of God that is preached, is it God's word or the preacher's ideas? No, it is possible for preachers to put the idea inside. And if God doesn't help you, you will not even be able to detect when he's already slotting his own ideas. But the bride cannot be deceived. Something that God did not cause him, I don't care the inspiration you used to say that it is sin, is simply not sin. Because after all, you are not the one that will bring the condemnation at the end of the day. You are not the one that will mark my card or mark my results. It's only what God causes. That is what sin is. And you speak, Abraham has spoken, and then where he has not spoken, don't speak. There are questions that were asked, Abraham will tell you, I don't know. He said, this is what I can find. He said, beyond this one, I don't know what else to say. He keeps quiet. But today, fivefold goes beyond that to say everything. It doesn't make it so. May the Lord be our help. All right. No one can make them do otherwise. They have thus said the Lord, or they keep still. Yes, sir. Thus said the Lord, or they keep still. They know that it has to be God in them doing the works, fulfilling his own word. He did not complete all his work while in his earthly ministry, so now he walks in and through the bride. Amen. God didn't complete his work. Jesus, when he was in his, he didn't finish everything. But when he left, his work continued. Because that is the purpose of the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost is here and there is nothing to do, then it's idle. But when the Holy Ghost comes, it's to continue the works of Jesus Christ. And he does it in the bride. Amen. She knows that. For it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must now do. But Abraham said, when Jesus was here, going to the temple, the man at the gate beautiful was there at that time. And Jesus saw him as many times as possible. He didn't do nothing to him. Abraham said that he left that one for the time of the disciples. The same man, he was there. When the disciples, Peter and John, were going in the hour of prayer, he raises. Maybe if he had been raising that same cup in the time of Jesus Christ, will I be asking Judas to give him something? Jesus' own personal something that exactly what to ask is what to give you. When he saw some people that are blind, and they were saying, Jesus, that's have mercy upon them. He see them blind. Somebody may say that, you are still asking questions. Don't you see them blind? What do you want me to do for you? Say that we might receive our sight. Do you believe I can do it? He said, we believe. Because that is the key. Do you believe I can do it? They say, yes. Be it unto you according to your faith. And then, their problem solved. But the inspiration went beyond because it was time for that man that day. He was asking for something. Then, unfortunately, what they were asking for, Judas was not there to carry back and follow these people nowadays. This time, he has already gone. And the ministry just started now. The new face of the ministry, it hasn't gotten money. Like in the time of Jesus Christ, where there are multitude. No multitude now. Because they are just starting. And they start with all kinds of. So it's only Peter and John are just going in the hour of prayer. Cup or not in their pocket. You just look at them that these people are supposed to have something. That's why sometimes you can look at somebody you think you have. He may not have. Don't use the appearance to judge. So many people, their tummy big today. Nothing big. It just be for nothing. I tell you. You're full of water and okay. It just nothing there. You eat some of those people, so you can't cough 1,000 naira out of their something. If you press their account, so 5,000 naira cannot come out. There are people that God just dash good body. And if they have three clothes, when they put the clothes like this one, it will be as if they are personal assistant to the president. But it's not so. May God be our help. So this physical appearance can deceive. Put your faith in God. That's all. Look at Peter and John. You know, people that are Christians, their face always glow. You see the way they are cool, as if everything is fine. These people have something. They might know. These two, I know. They will get something today. So he quickly raised the something. Please, help me drop it in here. To his disappointment. In the first phase, he said, silver and gold. So the way you appear like this, you no get gold, you still no get silver. With this way you appear, now wow. He said, but such as I have, I give to you. Let's see whether there is still something else. Apart from silver, gold is not the only mineral resources that we have. Say, let's see. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up. The man hesitated. The thing he said he had, I thought it's something will bring out steel. Because he said, good, not the silver, not the. But he said, such as he had. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up. What is that one? What does that one mean? Which kind of something? Then Peter said, what I am saying is that you actually stand up physically. Then he grabbed his hand and pull him up. Then the man stand up. Right. Say, hey. So this is how it is. He joined the revival service. He began to jump. The whole place was on fire. I think sometimes you can get something more than what money can buy if you put your faith in God. Because sometimes even the thing you want to use with money, God can do it on the food without money. Oh, sure. Once you put your hope and your faith in God, amen. Our time is up. Let me look for a bus stop. Right. So he did not complete all his work while in his earthly ministry, so now he walks in and through the bride. She knows that. For it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must now do. But he will now fulfill through the bride that work which he left for this specific time. There are some specific work for some specific time. And when that time arrives, nothing stops it. Brother Abraham said that the bride is God's strength on earth now. The strength of God on earth now is the bride. Because without the bride, he's not going to do anything. He is powerless. Because that is where he put his spirit. God takes his man, not his spirit. He put that spirit in another. The present bride now, that is where Christ has put his spirit. And if he's going to do anything here on earth, he's going to do it through them. If he does not do nothing through them, it means that God is inactive. And God is always active. Anything that is so, everybody must put their hope in God. Put your hope in God. Don't put it in man. For you putting it in man, you are annoying God. Because the Bible even says, curse is any man that put his hope in man. Or put your hope in God. When you put your hope in God, you can never experience disappointment from human being. Because you know that it is not human being that can answer your question, that can meet your needs, that can solve your problem, that can do anything. It is God. He may now borrow any vessel. Even without your effort, he can use the vessel without no effort, without you talking, without you asking. Amen. Because he walks in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. Amen. I think I will pause here because if I go further, it's opening another thought that is going to drag us further. And so it's just better that we just pause here. So this that we are reading and talking about is talking to the members of the bride. These are the things that we use to examine ourselves. They do only his way. The word is in them. And they act upon it. Because they believe it. They have accepted it. and what to accept will germinate and bring forth of his kind. May the Lord be our help.
Just say the right word, and what you ask will be given. Just approaching with a right attitude. Atira said as a true brother Brown. She said the right word, our sons receive eternal.
If the Lord help us to say the right word, to believe the right word, to act on the right word, then whatsoever we have need of to, we also receive. Shall we pray? Dear Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, we thank you for these few statements from the Holy Spirit. Because it was the Holy Spirit that put this on the pen of the prophet to write. It's written to us. Lord, we are included in it, and we have heard it, and we accept it. And by your grace, that is what is going to be manifested in our life, all the days of our life. If there be anyone, O God, that have not reached this point, that he struggles, Lord, with the command of God's word, with the instructions of God's word, I pray that you help such at this time. Help us to totally surrender ourselves unto you, that there will be nothing in our life, Lord, that will be at variance with your word. May we be submissive, O God. May we yield completely unto you. May we see the power of your word controlling all our being, O Father, to glorify your name. Thank you, dear Father, O God of heaven and earth. When Mary believed, he brought forth seed of righteousness. When Atira believed, he produced eternal life for the children. As we believe you tonight, and we have requests we want to lay at your feet, may that same faith come up. May the Spirit speak to our hearts in confirmation to our request that it is ours, O Father. And when it is spoken unto us, the faith to believe you and to go with that in confidence and assurance that our petition is granted, given unto every one of us. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
I dare not trust the sweet, the spring, but holy, holy lead on Jesus. Oh, Christ, the Son. Me again.
Sinking sand. The country is sinking. Economy has sunk. Education has sunk. Politics have sunk. Religion has sunk. Friendship sometimes sinks. Everything has sunk. But Christ is the only rock that is solid, that we can put our hope. If there be anyone here that has a request who wants to be remembered, just lift your hand up with such a request at this time. Unto the rock of ages that can never sink, He promised to be with us, never to leave us, and never to forsake us. It is a promise He has made. and is very faithful to his word. Righteous eternal Father, King of kings, and the Lord of lords, the everlasting Father, the God that knows the end from the beginning. We are grateful unto you for this opportunity to come to your house this evening. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the reading of your word and for the few words of exhortation. Thank you for the hour of prayer. Lord, you are the one that told us that whatsoever we have need of, the only way we present it to you is by way of prayer. And you told us that after we have prayed, we should believe that we have received what we are asking for. And you told us that when we do that, we are going to have it. We have prayed because we believe you. We believe your promise. We believe your word. And we have presented our needs unto you. Who is the rock of ages? Who can never sink? Dear Lord, we believe according to what you said that we have received our petition. And you told us when we do that, we are going to have it. As we go from here, may we have our petitions. The hands of your children that are up is standing for one need or the other, which only you and you alone knows. And you are faithful. You say, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Sometimes when hands are up like that, your prophet will say that the angels have taken down the request. These hands that are up, the angels have taken down their records. He has taken down the request. For your attention, and Lord Jesus, the God who is not a disappointment, the God who promised never to leave us, the God that promised that you will be with us to the end of this journey. We are still in the journey, and you know all that we have need of. You even told us not to bother ourselves about what to eat and what to drink and what to put on. Lord, the country has gotten to a place that people doesn't even have even what to eat, what is normal, that we say you should not bother ourselves with. You say these are the things that the Gentile world seek for. You say you, our Heavenly Father, you know we have need of them. We are conscious that you are seeing what is happening. We are conscious that you see the situation. We are conscious that you see the country. Lord, you see the condition that our wicked leaders have put us. You are conscious of everything. We have brought, O God, our requests and petitions before you, the God of heaven and earth, that have answers to all requests. We present them to you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. May you give, Lord, the substance of our requests in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether spiritual needs, whether physical needs, whether financial needs, whether material needs, whether concerning our work, whether concerning our business, whether concerning our children, whether concerning whatsoever, you are rich unto them all that call upon your name. We call upon your name tonight over our needs and our desires. May you bring them to materialization in the name of Jesus Christ. Every power that we say they should not be so, render them useless in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. As we go in this might, may we come back with abundance of testimonies. Put a seal of approval on every one of our needs. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. If there be sickness in this audience, by the power of your presence, by the power of your promise, by the power of your word, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we sack them in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever they are, we ask that they depart from God's children. And if there be any of your sons and daughters in their homes that are not here, and sicknesses and afflictions are around their body, Lord Jehovah God, you that this distance has no barrier to, we send your word across to such in the name of Jesus Christ. May such sickness and affliction leave your children alone in the name of Jesus Christ.
You that came to the tomb of Lazarus and said, loose him and let him go. Lord, may your children be loose, Heavenly Father, from every grip of affliction, from every grip of sicknesses, from every grip of problems, Lord. May they be loose, Heavenly Father, that they might be free, Lord. You came to purchase our liberty. You came to purchase our freedom. Let your people be free, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful because we have you as our faithful Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Once again, we thank you for our pastor who has traveled for about 2 months now. Thank you for your grace upon him. Thank you for your presence with him. Thank you for answering our prayers on his behalf. Thank you for answering his prayers on our behalf. As he prepares to take off, oh God, to come back home, may you be with him, Father. We pray that you supervise the plane we enter. Lord, let it not develop any fault. Let the flight be smooth, Heavenly Father. Lord, let none of his luggages be misplaced, O living God. Let there be no itch whatsoever concerning his journey. May he never miss any of his flight, dear God. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May he arrive safely. When he will come back, may we have recourse to rejoice and praise your holy name. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you for your servant in Owode. We pray you will be with him and be his strength, be his inspiration, be his protection. Make use of him as a great channel of blessings. Thank you, dear Father. Bless our brother who has gone to Bakatari. May you be his strength. May you stand for him. Grant all his desires, Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we depart to return part of our homes, you are the one that brought us safely. Take us back home safely. Thank you for the rain that has fallen to cool the atmosphere. Lord, from the heat that we have been suffering, we appreciate you, Heavenly Father. May your presence go with every one of us. Lord, we pray that the journeys ahead of some of your children, weddings and things, may you grant journey, my Father. May the weddings be a success. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be in church for the midweek prayer meeting. God willing, Friday we'll have the tape service, and let's continue to remember the person and prayers as he take off very soon to start making his way as a stopover in Casablanca, then from there to Lagos. Nigeria. When somebody enter Nigeria, you know that this is Nigeria. Yes. They wrote a cartoon one time of when Babangida was president. I think, as if when he landed somewhere and then they snatched the wristwatch. I said, that one is Nigeria. That's Nigeria. It's Nigeria in that place because Nigeria is a country. He has his characteristics. May the Lord be our help. It's heat that Nigeria is known with. When people have come from cold place, when they enter Nigeria like this, the heat will just welcome you. Then you know that this is Nigeria. Yeah, I really appreciate who used to travel and change those environments. They are not easy. And I did it myself. I know it's a very terrible thing, especially when you have the change of hours. 6 hours difference. Now they are in their around two. They are in their to two now, in the afternoon. So you leave a place. There are some places that we have about 11 hours difference. No, almost a full day. When we say Happy New Year here, they are still in their old year. They will stay, stay before they talk of New Year. God bless you. Shall we rise? Two OCs in our pass me now, Roger, to save.
Oh, Pai. me know, oh gentle Savior, yeah, my humble cry. Oh, why on others thou hast smiled, I live, oh Lord, did not pass. There's a Savior.
Thank you.